Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we finished with chapter 3, and we're just starting with the invitation. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The question comes, are you ready to meet God? Who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come, John the Baptist asks. This is not science fiction. This is about your soul and God. Men are expecting war to come even in this day in the Middle East. They say it can happen at any time and that it will affect all the world. But more importantly, Jesus Christ can come at any time and his judgment will soon follow. If you're saved, you better know that it is near. Be ready, for in times you think not, the Son of Man cometh. It will come. And that tells us two things. If you're saved today and you're listening to this, make sure your children are saved. Make sure your family, your friends, your acquaintances, your fellow employees witness the gospel. You say, I'm not real good at witnessing. Look, in our church, several years ago, we took a tract that really explained the plan of salvation very well. And we challenged the people to go out and read the tract to somebody. As a result of them doing that, over 30-some-odd souls were led to the Christ. Some of those folks that went out to do that were people that had tried to witness many times. But it was through reading a salvation tract that those souls got saved. And some of them come back and told me and said, you know, when I witnessed before, I'd been through classes to learn how to witness, but I tried to psychoanalyze everybody. Now I just read it and let God do the work. And he did. Make sure people are saved, because you will give an account of yourself as a Christian to the Lord. You don't want to be ashamed at his appearing. He's coming soon. But if you're not sure, if you died today, that heaven's your home, or that if the rapture took place, that you'd be left behind. And my friend, God loves you and he wants to save you. What must you do? Well, admit your need. I am a sinner. I fall and come short of the glory of God. See, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. Sometimes we say, well, I'm just as good as those people at the church. He doesn't measure you according to those people at the church. Yes, there may be hypocrites. They may pretend to be saved, and they're not, and they'll be in hell with you. Won't that be wonderful? Some people you can't stand, and you're in hell with. So, we're not compared to others. You're not compared to even me, and I'm not compared to you. Instead, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. Are you as good as Jesus Christ? No, you're not. I'm not either. Therefore, I need a Savior. Why? For we've all sinned. And the idea there in the Greek is that we continually sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we've earned, what we've got coming to us, for the wages of sin is death. Final, complete, separation from God forever in the lake of fire where there's no ceasing to exist. There's no escape. There's no hope, tormented day and night forever and ever. So for the wages of sin is death, forever separated from God and salvation. But the gift, not something that you earn, the wages, what we earned is to go to hell, but the gift of God, it's the gift that God gives. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It simply means this. You must accept or receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believing that he died on the cross for you and was buried and rose from the dead. And as a matter of fact, let me just look at it from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus speaks of his humanity. He was God come in the flesh. He existed throughout all eternity past, but he took on flesh that he might be a Savior for us. But he gives us the free will to either accept him or reject him. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, his deity, Lord, raised his humanity from the dead. I'm recording this on April the 1st. And my friend, we will in 12 days be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some churches are not being allowed to open. And so we're doing live stream and things like that. But friend, we're going to preach the resurrection. As a matter of fact, on our live stream on that day, I'm going to be preaching David, Goliath, and Easter. Did you know that there was a tie-in between that and the resurrection? Oh, you won't want to miss that. But what I'm saying is this. Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was dying for you and me. He's dying for the sins of the whole world. That's what 1 John 2:2 says. Not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. He paid the penalty in full, but just like any gift, it has to be received. You have to accept it. And so, this gift of God, remember on the cross he said, it is finished? When he said, it is finished, that completed it. The payment was fully paid. He gave up the ghost. He could have not done that, but he gave up the ghost. Dead, he was buried in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and death. Revelation chapter 1:18 lets us know he has the keys of hell and of death. You say, well, he went down and he preached to the spirits in prison. Did he suffer for our sins down there? No. It was finished. He preached to those spirits that were already chained there. But remember, the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man could hear Father Abraham speak across that great gulf that separated them. Jesus preached across that great gulf that where the spirits that had been chained there back in the day of the flood, and they heard. And then when Jesus rose from the dead, the Bible says in Ephesians that he led the captivity captive. That means he took all those that were in paradise in the ground. He took them up into the place called the third heaven, paradise. Now everybody that dies in Jesus Christ goes to that place. See, we are, Ephesians 1:6, accepted in the beloved. And my friend, that could be you because he said in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. So Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the penalty of your sin. Saved even from its power and given eternal life. He says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Not unto your righteousness, not making yourself good enough, no. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You're believing with your heart unto the righteousness of Christ. To believe with your heart is to trust with your life. You're trusting that Christ's penalty that he paid for us, or the penalty, our penalty that Christ paid for us on the cross, and his victory over hell and death, you're trusting that with your life. You're trusting him. Therefore, you're receiving him as your Lord and Savior. And so, Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners just like we are, we can't get good enough for God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:20, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is so profound. Yet sinners in our worst state, he died for us. It's no mistake then that Romans 5:20, same chapter of Romans, says, where sin abounded, Christ did much more abound. And so going back up to Romans 10:10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, you're trusting your life with Christ. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call upon him. And he says, if you will, he'll in no wise cast out. Now understand, coming to Jesus Christ is just like making the marriage vows. Matter of fact, marriage is supposed to be a symbol of your relationship with Christ, not come to Christ being a symbol of marriage. No, marriage is a symbol of that. So you know what it is when you get married. Forsaking all others, thyself only to him. And he'll save you. You might say, calling upon him to save your soul is like saying, I do in a wedding ceremony. We do that right now? Why not write with me right now? You're not sure if you died, that heaven's your home. Why don't you ask the Lord to save you right now? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, pray this right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I deserve to go to hell. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave and that he's coming again. I right now invite Jesus Christ. I receive him right now as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our physical address and our web address. And, you know, if you're not ashamed of that, you can email us through our website. But if you're not ashamed that you've asked the Lord to save you, write us so that we can rejoice with you. And maybe we can even introduce you to some material that will be a great help and absolutely free, the material. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask others to listen. And that's how the Lamp and Light grows. So you are our best advertisement. So I trust you'll tell it to others. And my friend, don't forget, the series we're doing now is from the coming days. And so you can order that book. It's $10 plus shipping and handling. Listen to our announcer when he gives you our physical address to get more information. So again, thank you for listening to Lamp and Light broadcast today. And please, please, please allow the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.